A speeding Honda Accord gets the blame.
Traffic stops quite often on the freeway, so make sure you're looking plenty ahead, anticipating any problems out there.
UHP Sergeant Todd Roy says it slammed into a Toyota minivan that slammed into a Ford van. In the minivan, Deanne Colbury and her 16-year-old son Keegan, both from Layton, died. Keegan may not have been buckled.
And that's extremely frustrating when you have to walk up to a house and notify family members a loved one has passed away.
The Accord's driver, Dale Orton of Sandy, wasn't buckled and perhaps didn't see ahead of him. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.